Business. Businesses in Kisumu Town Thursday suffered significant losses after remaining closed for the better part of the day due to anti-finance bill demonstrations. A couple of business owners took the day off while others closed down the premises as soon as demonstrations erupted around Kisumu CBD and Kandele areas. Majority feared the demos would turn chaotic as previous ones always did. I closed my shop at around 10 o'clock and opened it at around 3 o'clock when the demonstrations had cooled down, said Boniface Omer, a shop owner at Garissa Lodge. The demonstrations were peacefully conducted, but business owners were cautious and could not take chances. Tension was in the air, and that's what made many business owners to close down, but generally the protesters were peaceful, said Paul Nyabuto, a vendor at the Jomo Kenyatta Street. The traders, however, raised concern over the finance bill calling for a review. We as the future generation are going to be greatly affected by the bill, and government should consider our cry and develop a new bill, said Omer. The business owners lamented that their small-scale investments would be forced to close considering the high tax situation if at all the bill is passed. With all these tax proposals, a business like mine where I don't even make enough to pay for my shop rent will just be forced to close down, Omer remarked. Samuel Ray, a chemist owner, recalled the outcome of last demos, adding, I didn't want tear gas to enter my shop like in previous protests. He added, last time, people ran into my shop to escape the tear gas, and I had to lock them inside and leave through the back door. To avoid this, yesterday, Thursday, I chose to close. Ray regretted that he made no sales and expressed his disapproval of the finance bill. He explained that taxes have increased the prices of medicines, causing customers to complain, thus affecting his business negatively. Stephen Ochieng, a phone accessories vendor, also had to close his shop due to the protests. We learned from previous protests when most of my fellow traders lost their properties after their shops were vandalized. I didn't make any sales on Thursday, he said. Ochieng believes that the bill will further hurt his business as he fears that people will prioritize basic needs, leading to more losses for him. He emphasized the need for intensive public participation in such major policy development processes.